Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect right now? With the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon, need a new playbook that is safe. Allocate some gold now and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. That is Noble Gold Investments. Hey, everybody. Fire alarm, red alert. There is something sneaking up. FISA 702 making you aware. This is a 12-year window, potentially. 12-year window. You got to listen to this episode carefully and closely. It is something that impacts all of you. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. I have here the Constitution of the United States of America, the greatest political document ever written. It was not written for the times. It was written to stand the test of time. It is by far the longest lasting political document ever. Why? It's because the founding fathers studied human nature. They studied the Greeks, the Romans, the Chinese, the Mesopotamians, the Egyptians, Alexander the Great, Napoleon, Julius Caesar. And they realized that there was a pattern, that power has a tendency to concentrate in fewer and fewer hands. An oligarchy starts to come in. The founding fathers understood the biblical principles of human equality. As it says in Leviticus 19, you shall not favor a rich man or a poor man in a court proceeding or in the administration of justice, to be clear, to treat your neighbor as yourself, that we are all one in Christ Jesus, as it says in the New Testament. These principles built Western society and Western civilization, drawing from John Locke to Blackstone to many others. They were so clear about their biblical worldview, they put Leviticus on the liberty veil. Leviticus 25, let liberty, proclaim liberty throughout the land of which you are in. The Constitution is a forgotten document. One of the reasons why our republic is falling apart is that many of our elected leaders cannot even tell you how many articles there are to the U.S. Constitution. There are seven, by the way. They couldn't tell you the amendments if their life depended on it. What is the most ignored amendment in the Bill of Rights? Just as a refresher for those of you that went to government school, there are 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights. The Constitution was ratified in 1789, and then the Bill of Rights was ratified in 1791. It drew directly from George Mason's Virginia Declaration of Rights that was actually written in 1776. Which of the 10 amendments that compose or comprise the Bill of Rights is the most ignored? It's easy to say the First Amendment, but we still have somewhat of a semblance of First Amendment protections. It's probably not the Second Amendment. They want to make that the most ignored, but we still have robust ability to buy firearms, at least in the great state of Arizona, we do. You could make an argument that it's the 10th Amendment that states' rights are diminishing, but there are some states that have outlawed abortion and some states that have abortion up until the moment of birth. So there's still some semblance of the laboratories of democracy. Now, I think by far the most ignored amendment of the Bill of Rights is the Fourth Amendment. The right of people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, support by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Founding Fathers created a system of checks and balances and separation of powers, understanding human nature, that the government would one day use and abuse the authority given to them against you. The founding fathers, of course, put the Second Amendment so that they could protect all the other amendments, the First Amendment so you could challenge authority. We must remember that the Bill of Rights is first and foremost not rules for the citizens, but rules for the government. This is by far the least appreciated of all the amendments, and post 9/11, the most ignored by our government with no consequence. We as patriotic citizens kind of roll our eyes and shrug our shoulders when they steamroll the Fourth Amendment. If they treated the Second Amendment the way they treat the Fourth Amendment, let's just say we wouldn't take it. If they just came in and knocked on your door and took your AR-15, do you think you'd be like, yeah, sure, go ahead, man. If they came and shut down your ability to tweet or post on Facebook and they just took your phone away, go ahead, FBI man. Well, that is what they have been doing with your right to privacy. Because your right to privacy feels a little too abstract, doesn't it? I hear from some people, well, I have nothing to hide. The government is spying on me anyway. You cannot have a free society without privacy. The founding fathers knew this. If everything you do is monitored and surveilled, you're in an open-air prison. And we saw this during COVID. COVID was a test run. It was a trial run. Every single one of these amendments was under attack during COVID, especially your right to privacy. If the government sees everything you are doing, if the government is monitoring all of your activity, are you living in a free society? The Fourth Amendment has been abused in bipartisan fashion the last 20 years, largely because there has been a bargain that goes back to the Hebrews in the Old Testament. Give me safety, and I will give up my liberty. Make me feel safe, and I will give up my freedom. It takes a mature citizenry, one that is educated in the tradition of self-government, to resist that devil's bargain. It is tempting to say, oh, please, government, make me feel better. You can go spy on the bad guys and spy on the terrorists. Post-COVID and post this enlightenment and this awakening that we are living through, now is the opportunity to resist the steamrolling of the Fourth Amendment. And it is fire alarm time, everybody. This is a unique month. We are about to enter one of the most consequential constitutional months in a decade. Every 10 or 12 years, the government's ability to spy on us unconstitutionally comes up for renewal. And it just so happens it is this month where we control one of those chambers of government. You won't see this in the New York Times. The Washington Post writes an article here or there. This is an amazing window and an opportunity where we can tell the government, no, you are not allowed to spy on us like you spied on Trump. You are not allowed to have these secret proceedings where you get our text messages and our emails. We're able to infiltrate our political groups. The founders understood the necessity for natural rights to be protected, to not be spied upon. So right now, in this month of December, the intel agencies, the national security experts, they are working Congress like never before. And it's time for us as citizens to wake up and educate ourselves of what is happening in real time. And I'll tease it out. We're going to spend the whole hour activating you, the people, because we have a chance to really win on this issue. It's called Section 702 of the FISA renewal. Section 702 comes up once a decade. To put that in perspective, Barack Hussein Obama was president the last time this came up. Section 702 is a blanket reauthorization tool used by the FBI, used by the CIA, used by the Department of Homeland Security to spy on you. It's the exact same measure and tool that was used to illegally surveil Donald Trump in the 2016 campaign. Remember Peter Strzok smirk and Christopher Steele and the dirty dossier? 702 was the centerpiece of that. And we have an opportunity, a generational opportunity, to tell the intel agencies no. But what if I told you that it's Republicans, including Speaker Johnson, who's pushing quietly to get this thing reauthorized for 12 more years? Don't you dare give someone another pair of socks this year. Give a gift that will knock their socks off instead. Try Good Ranchers. Oh man, their meat is great. I had some over Thanksgiving weekend. Honestly, it was better than turkey. Turkey's overrated. America's source for American meat and your source for standout gifts this holiday season. This Christmas, while others will be regifting mugs and candles they've got earlier this year, you'll be bestowing juicy burgers, crispy bacon, tender chicken, and phenomenal steak upon your secret Santas. Plus, Good Ranchers gift boxes are 10% off until the next year. Good Ranchers has something for every meat eater in your life. They've got award-winning boxes full of steakhouse-quality American meat. Know a fashion-forward carnivore? Well, they got an entire line of merch that lets them sport their love of meat. America, and I did mention meat. When you gift someone Good Ranchers, you're helping them make memories together around the table that will last years to come. You're supporting hundreds of American farms that have stood up for generations and keeping their tradition of excellence alive. And most of all, you're giving a gift that is truly delicious that you can be proud to stand behind. I love Good Ranchers. They've been great supporters of our program. Their meat is succulent. It's amazing. I really enjoy it. Save an extra 10% off every order with promo code Kirk and get free shipping, plus 100% satisfaction guarantee. No stress, no risk, just America's best meat delivered. Head to goodranchers.com to find all your gifts this year. Use my code Kirk to save a bonus 10% today on top of their December sale. Goodranchers.com, American meat delivered, promo code Kirk. Washington Post writes, the bill, this is the new renewal bill. They say, oh, well, we've reformed it. It's a bunch of garbage. Apparently, it's a bipartisan deal with Marco Rubio and Mark Warner. Don't fall for this, everybody. This is so, it's remarkable to me how quiet this whole topic has been. We're just kind of sitting around and taking it. There's no leadership. Mike Johnson, MIA. In fact, he's pushing for this. We're going to get to Mike Johnson in a second. The bill, sponsored by Mark Warner, drafted with the input from the Biden administration, as well as both leaders of the House Intel Committee, would restrict some FBI authority. But in a nod to spy agencies, it does not go as far to introduce a requirement that FBI agents obtain a warrant laying out the probable cause to query digital communications, such as emails collected by the NSA, for information on U.S. citizens. National security officials say requiring such a warrant would be an unacceptable limitation because of how much it would gum up vital queries, but civil rights groups insist it's necessary to protect. I'm just like, this is unbelievable to me that the Washington Post publishes this. National security officials say getting a warrant would be an unacceptable limitation. Oh, following the U.S. Constitution is an unacceptable limitation to the FBI. Too bad. Get a warrant. This is not hard, everybody. Repeal FISA, burn it to the ground, and say if you want to spy on somebody, get a warrant. Go in front of a judge and get a warrant. Now, here's where the fear-mongering comes in. I'll be honest, I think they're a bunch of liars. Because I've been tracking this story for about 5 years. And somebody who's a libertarian, good guy, he educated me on this about 5 years ago. He said, Charlie, do you notice they never give you specifics on this? So I'm open. I am an open recipient. If any one of these people, Lady Graham, Mark Warner, want to come on this program or send out a tweet, I am open. But listen to this. Data gathered under Section 702 has been used to stop foreign plots to kill Americans on U.S. soil, prevent cyber attacks, and recover ransoms paid by victims of ransom attacks, officials have said. I want specifics. Can you guys please, I'm open to this. Show me the prosecutions and the people in jail that are there because of 702 and tell me why a warrant would not have been sufficient to intercept their activity. We need specifics. You're not going to be able to get away with just, because Lindsey Graham does this all the time. He goes on TV, well, you know, if with this thing, it's all the terrorist attacks, timeout, enough. I need specifics. I need you to show me at least five people that are in federal prison that had the intent to do mass casualty events against Americans that Section 702 conclusively saved lives. If you can't do that, I assume you're lying to us. I assume the intel agencies are lying so that they could spy on us. Section 702 is a workhorse surveillance program by which the NSA gathers emails and text messages and the likes from U.S.-based tech companies. So they're taking your text messages, they're taking your emails, they're gathering them, they're surveilling them. And what we saw with Peter Strzok, Smirk, and Brewson, Nelly Orr, and Lisa Page is that they are willing to do it for political purposes. Donald Trump and the whole dirty dossier was made possible due to the unconstitutional behavior and law of Section 702 of the FISA Act. And it just so happens that it expires on December 31st of this month. If Congress can hold the line, then remarkably, we might be able to stop the government unwarranted, unconstitutional spying on us. And I'm going to get to actually the people that are fighting against it, and you wouldn't believe the strange coalition of people that are coming together. And we'll get into that. Because it's Republicans that are actually the most enthusiastic to make sure the government can keep spying on you. They say that they've reformed it slightly. It's a bunch of garbage. They should have no ability to spy on American citizens without a warrant. I'm all for warrants. If you believe that a mob leader is trafficking children or something, go in front of a judge and say, I want the ability to monitor their communications. And any judge who's rational say, okay, fine. Show me the evidence, yes or no. That is a check and balance. The judge there is a constitutional provision so that the administrative state can't just spy on the entire country. Christmas is here, everybody, and that means that you might have to be moving boxes or just it's tough, a lot of stress, and that means inflammation increases. And that means pain also might increase alongside of it. Relief Factor, though, is here to help. It's a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. It's 100% drug-free, and Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. Relief Factor uses a unique and proven formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and many others to help you get out of pain, to reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains you're experiencing. So whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Unlike pills that simply mask your pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation, so you feel better all day, every day. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor Quick Start, and nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better. It's about living better, living the life you want, doing the activities you love. So see how Relief Factor can help you with their 3-week quick start, feel back, or your money back guarantee. So check it out right now, relieffactor.com, or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Slay that inflammation. Go to relieffactor.com. So Section 702 of the FISA Act is up. Now get this. Joe Biden and his team are lobbying for a blanket FISA renewal. They say here, roughly two-thirds of the articles in Joe Biden's daily briefing comes from 702 information collected by the NSA, CIA, and FBI. Imagine if this authority lapsed, suddenly depriving two-thirds of those articles of intelligence important enough to make it into the presidential daily briefing. That'd be a real step backward. No, it wouldn't. It'd be a step forward. Let's connect all the dots here, and then I'm going to show exactly how and who can stop this. Terrorism. That word is overused. What is considered a terrorist today? Do you notice that the Hamas activists, they threatened to burn down or attack the Christmas tree at 30 Rockefeller Center in downtown New York? That doesn't get labeled terrorism. They say from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. No. Terrorism are MAGA extremists. Their definition of a terrorist is someone who wears a MAGA hat and donates $20 a month to the Donald J. Trump FDA.com. The reauthorization of FISA is being demanded by the intel agencies for political purposes because they want to keep on spying on you. And now we know in January 6th, there were potentially 200 federal agents instigating violence through group chats and infiltration. And by the way, if FISA was so amazing, why didn't you guys stop January 6th, the worst day since the Civil War? Or maybe you guys made January 6th happen. Maybe that's why. I need specifics here, and they're never going to give you specifics because the attaches to the intel agencies and the administrative state, Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio, they are demanding a blanket renewal. And I just love this. I have to repeat it. National security officials, aka deep state operatives who hate the country, say requiring a warrant would be unacceptable. It would be an unacceptable limitation. Let me be very clear. If getting a warrant is an unacceptable limitation, leave the country. Go work for the intel agencies of Saudi Arabia. Go work for the intel agencies of some other totalitarian country. Go work for the Chinese Communist Party. If getting a warrant is too big of an annoyance and a hindrance, you have no business in the United States government, period. If you cannot go through the constitutional protocols laid out by the founding fathers to protect our liberties, you have no business being an American. They say it is an obstacle they put in the Washington Post. It would be so hard if we have to go to a judge and justify our behavior. Now, there was a story in the spring that got buried. FBI broke own rules in January 6th and BLM intelligence search. This was back in May, and this story got buried. This is The Guardian, which is a left-wing racket. FBI officials repeatedly violated their own standards when they searched a vast repository of intelligence for information regarding January 6th and racial justice protests in 2020. Today's Patrick Toomey from ACLU, of all places, today's disclosure underscored the need for Congress to rein in the FBI's egregious abuses of this law, including warrantless searches using the names of people who donated to a congressional candidate. Play cut 101, Mike Lee.
The only thing FBI seems eager to fix is getting caught. And so that's why we've got to act here and now. Our privacy isn't just a suggestion. It is, in fact, a constitutional guarantee. Look, the clock's ticking on 7:02. It's set to expire, and it's time for a trade. We will vote to reauthorize, but only with rules that make Uncle Sam get a warrant before entering our digital domains, our homes, our papers, our persons. That is, after all, where most Americans store nearly all of their papers these days, is in digital form.
Mike Lee is spot on. But Republicans across the board are pushing for a authorization or reauthorization, including Mike Johnson. And I will get to him in a second because this all comes down to Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson punted on the CR. So now this is the big fight of December. This is the fight for the Constitution. This would take us to 2035. So what happens in the next 30 days will have 12 years of ramifications. My daughter will be 13 years old by the time this comes up for renewal. Think about 12 years. Okay. So now let me build this out even further. Because I found it so unusual the other day when Christopher Wray, testifying in front of Congress, was so loose with acknowledging and admitting that we have no idea who's in the interior of our country. And we said this before in an Ask Me Anything episode, but I've been waiting for the right time to zero in on this. And I said, this is so, why is he doing this? And now it makes perfect sense. Christopher Wray is fear-mongering with open borders. Now, some of the fear-mongering's legit, to be honest. But he's doing this not because he wants the border secure, because he wants FISA renewed. I want you to think about how demented this is. We're going to keep the borders wide open, so now give us unconstitutional authority to spy on the people that we let in thanks to our open borders. What? If you're worried about sleeper cells and protecting our national security, then close the border and stop spying on us. So what they're doing is they're keeping the border open, and they're saying we need all this authority because we kept the border open. Listen to Christopher Wray. Don't fall for this crap. Play cut 110.
Are there people that you are still searching for that we don't know where they are in the United States? KSTs, known or suspected terror people, match list to the terror watch list.
I'm not sure I can answer that here because it's a constantly moving
Director
target.
A, yes. Are there people that match the terror watch list that were apprehended by CBP that the FBI and other agencies are searching for in the United States?
There are certainly individuals who are the subject of terrorism investigations that we are searching for.
Are there
whether
people,
or not they're people
are
that
there people that you
them,
don't
those
are there people
have,
you don't know where they are that the FBI is searching for today?
Yes
or no? Yes.
And by the way, there's multiple clips like that. Multiple clips of Christopher Wray saying we don't know who's in the country. And by the way, if FISA was so amazing, guess what? FISA doesn't apply to non-citizens. So why can't you find them, Christopher Wray? Because you don't want to find them. That's why. You're too busy spying on people going to Catholic Mass and moms and dads going to school boards and Donald Trump and political dissidents. And oh, yes, let us not forget Tucker Carlson. That's right. FISA was used to spy on Tucker Carlson. Remember this story? It got memory hold. Tucker Carlson was trying to book an interview with Vladimir Putin. He's a journalist. And our government decided to spy on Tucker Carlson's texts and emails. So they're trying everything they possibly can. And the open border, they say, huh, if we keep the border open and we talk about sleeper cells and we get people worried about terrorist attacks with the sleeper cells, maybe Republicans will then capitulate and give us a 12-year authorization. And by the way, no specifics. They say data gathered has been used to stop foreign plots to kill Americans on U.S. soil. Who? I need examples. Prevent cyber attacks. What? Give us examples. Recover ransoms paid by victims of ransom attacks. Get a warrant, 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 get a warrant. We don't trust you. You lied about the vaccine. You lied about school closures. You lied about the mask. You lied about early treatments. You've lied about January 6th. You've lied at every single front. And I'm supposed to trust you that FISA is this wonderful, beautiful thing that with no checks or balance, you guys get a 12-year window. Americans all the time get scooped up into this warrantless surveillance. They say it's accidental. I don't believe it. I'm going to go a step further. I guarantee you this, that some purple-haired trans lesbian at the FBI that's late 20s, early 30s, working the 2 a.m. shift, is tempted and might act on this temptation to just type in Trump campaign manager, big donor to Trump. What's to stop that from happening? What is the process? What is the protocol? They have the ability to see all the internal texts and communications of what the Trump campaign is planning. Rallies, communications, strategy, donations, cash on hand. What's to prevent that purple-haired lunatic at the FBI, of which there's plenty now that work for the FBI, work on the 2 a.m. shift, as Edward Snowden revealed about seven years ago with Glenn Greenwald. Let's prevent that person then from going on some encrypted messaging campaign to their friend that works at the Democrat committee. Trump has this much cash on hand. Here's what they're planning. Boom. I'm supposed to believe that's not happening? No, I am confident something like that is happening. Confident. Now, why would I say I'm confident? They did it with Trump illegally with Russiagate. Fake dossier, Hillary Clinton, Christopher Steele, Durham showed us this. No one went to jail. No one's in Gitmo, let alone local penitentiary. No consequences, nothing. For all the Russiagate stuff, Republicans have an opportunity. They have a window to remember the spying on Tucker, the spying on Catholic Mass, the spying on parents at school boards, the spying on Trump, the surveilling, the infiltration, January 6th, the gaslighting. And now you have an opportunity to fix it. Where are you, Mike Johnson? Hey, everybody. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop at the pillow. Mike Lindell has created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. These sheets look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep, which is crucial for your overall health. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets, marking prices down as low as $29.98, depending on the size. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, MyPillow kitchen towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. So all of this comes together with Mike Johnson looking to give the intel agencies a 12-year extension on their ability to spy on us. But this comes together. It's an amazing breaking news story. U.S. Representative Clay Higgins, who recently sat down for an interview, said, quote, the FBI was not just participating in January 6th from within. They had over 200 agents embedded in the crowd, including agents, as they would call it, human assets, inside the Capitol dressed as Trump supporters before the doors were opened. Play cut 117.
They had, I suspect, over 200 agents embedded within a crowd, including agents, or as they would call human assets, inside the Capitol dressed as Trump supporters before the doors were opened.
So let me get this straight. We had a January 6th committee. We have over 1,300 people arrested. They call it the worst attack on the American government since the Civil War. And there were potentially 200 federal agents within the Capitol building. This was not an insurrection. This was a Fedsurrection. And this is the same intel agency led by Christopher Wray that wants a 12-year extension on the ability to spy on you, that spied on Trump, that spied on Tucker, that spied on Catholic Mass, that probably is spying on you right now. They fueled violence on January 6th by getting into chats. So it all comes down to Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson, you are obviously not cut out for this job. We are giving you as many kind reminders as possible. You punted on the CR. You gave Chuck Schumer what he wanted. You sent everyone home for Thanksgiving. You didn't hold the line. We have zero cuts, zero budgetary reform. So now you have a chance for redemption, Mike Johnson. We know now about the January 6th involvement, 200 federal agents, according to Representative Clay Higgins. The FBI's involvement was deep, not just on January 6th, but on the days and months and weeks prior. They set the conditions. It was an op. It was a plan. They knew there was going to be a rally. They directed them through intelligence measures, group chats, all sorts of different stuff to get people's anger and passion to make it look like a quote-unquote insurrection, a Reichstag fire. January 6th is looking more and more like a Reichstag fire, which is an intel operation that was used by Nazi Germany to justify further power grab on our freedoms and liberties. Remember, Trump offered 10,000 National Guard members. Pelosi denied. Muriel Bowser, slow to act. They had those fake guardrails. Finally, information is coming out that January 6th was not an intelligence failure. It was an intelligence operation. Yet somehow the FBI and Capitol Police were woefully, quote unquote, unprepared despite multiple advance warnings, including Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund. What does this all tie together? The same intel agencies that lied about January 6th, that made January 6th happen, that incited it, that infiltrated all the groups, they're now saying, give us a 12-year extension. Go to hell, FBI. No. Now, Mike Johnson is like, oh, yes, whatever you want. Absolutely. Would you like to go to my Bible study, Christopher Wray? Would you like to go to my Christmas party? Mike Johnson, you're not cut out for this, okay? You're a nice guy. You're like a lot of Christians I know, super sweet. You're obviously going to go to heaven. You are not a wartime anything. Get out of the way. Either fight, get in the mix, or you're going to be known as the Neville Chamberlain. Oh, Christopher Wray, I really think you're a sweet person, and I think this is great. Mike Johnson, you've been a huge disappointment. And by the way, it's because you talked a big game. I have a biblical worldview and all this. Okay, fine. Are you going to fight on FISA? According to Wired.com, right here, he's working with Chuck Schumer right now, actively working with Chuck Schumer to get a 12-year extension. To slip it in, just to slip it in because he thinks you're dumb. Slip it into the defense bill. Must pass defense bill. Section 702 removes constitutional guardrails and gives legitimacy to our government overreach. Now, by the way, if Mike Johnson fights back, I'll praise him. I hope so. But like in that movie, The Dark Knight, when the Joker points, he says, I know a weak man when I see one. And I've seen zero courage. But Mike Johnson proved me wrong. Come on, Mike Johnson, hold the line. You gave Chuck Schumer everything he wanted with spending. You gave Joe Biden a beautiful Christmas gift. Are you going to stand up to the intel agencies, or are you going to bend the knee to the administrative state? All eyes on you, Mike Johnson. Your move. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know. Streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime, on any screen, at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.